entertainer, and entrepreneur answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Larry Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Welcome to a world where you are pathetic, if you believe anything our current government tells you. Not a fun way to start your drive time day as you welcome the American Adversaries to your listening device. Thanks to AM 660, The Answer, and Central Florida's own mercury-free studio, this is Larry Adams pointing out what you may have already heard, that what the General Accounting Office, the GAO, predicted what happened if last year's sequester was allowed was just a little bit off. See, they warned that 100,000 to 1.6 million workers would lose their jobs. A sequester happened. And so far, one person lost their job. Now, it doesn't matter really whether you're like 100,000 or 1.5 million off. Now do you understand how they blow through your taxes and want more? See, our host is into strangulation. He wants to choke off the river of cash we give him. Christopher Hart!
All right. Thank you so much, Larry Adams. And, of course, he's talking about government jobs. And welcome to the show, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries. It is drive time on a hot Central Florida day. And we are hot today, coming to you live on AM 660, The Answer, from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. Don't you forget, for the best in general dentistry and health-centered dentistry, call Dr. James E. Hardy at 407-678-3399. All right, welcome to the show. As I said, you can be a part of the show, too. 407-774-8255 is the number. We never change that around here. And we've got a big show lined up for you once again today. We've got Nostradamus, who's going to join us later on. We've got another celebrity guest who's going to join us today and who's also going to be participating in the 5th Annual Celebrity Golf Tournament at the Legends Golf Course at Orange Lake Resort down to Kissimmee Way, and the tournament is Friday, but tonight the fun kicks off, and Nostradamus and I are going to be down there for the Texas Hold'em match, and if you guys want to come out, you can come on out and play with us, or you can go out and play a 9-hole par 3 challenge under the lights. There's still time to get in on that fun, too. It's going to be a great time down there, a lot of great celebrities, and if you can't join us, we'll tell you about all the fun, but it's going to be a great time if you can join us. And Nostradamus, as I said, will be joining us later on, and we'll get to some of the day's topics with him as well. Yeah, there's a couple of things I want to go talk about first before we get to the guests who I have in the studio with me. We've been doing our Beat Back the Tax Blitz all week long, and we'll continue this through May the 20th when the Seminole County sales tax increase election is actually held. The main thing is we want just people to be aware that this election is going on so that you will go out and vote. I think if people go out and vote in fair numbers and are fairly represented, that the tax will go down. But that's one reason why they're holding the election on May the 20th instead of when they hold a normal primary election, say in August, or say the general election in November, is because they're anticipating that only the people who want this doggone thing are going to be informed enough to even know when the election is, that it's even happening, and motivated enough to go out and vote for the doggone thing. So, there, as one of our callers said last night, and I have to admit he's right, I don't see any other, airing of the opposition to this tax anywhere else in the media. A smattering of it now on WFTV. But certainly the Senate, the Sentinel has come out full force for this tax. And there is scant debate on the subject, even though it is a huge tax increase. Well, lo and behold, Fred Brummer of Orange County now says he wants to do the same thing down there. And they already, the Orange County sales tax is 6.5% as opposed to 6% for Seminole County. So he only wants to raise it the half cent to the 7 cents. But I'm telling you what's going on here, and they can deny it all day long. But the truth of the matter is they know that in the very near future, within 7 years at the most, probably even before then, we are going to have to start spending money on Sunrail because the doggone thing is not going to pay for itself. And there's no train system in the country that pays for itself. And they want to go ahead and raise tax money now that they would probably just as soon put off until the future. But they know in the future they're going to have to raise taxes to pay for Sunrail. Beth Kassab let the cat out of the bag last Thursday in the Orlando Sentinel. Beth Kassab, a liberal columnist. She's for Common Core. She's for, you name a liberal cause, and this woman is for it. Let me read you again what she said.
But she's for this tax, too, isn't
no,
she? She's, well, is she against it?
She's probably for this. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But here in her own article, she says, but they are also already discussing ways to come up with a regional funding source. Read, she says, a new tax. The two most obvious choices are higher gas or sales taxes in the counties served by Sunrail. Everybody in government knows this. That's why they want to get out front now and get this tax increase, because they know another one's coming down the road. And it's going to be an even harder sell. So that's why they desperately want this tax increase now. Having said that, it makes things more and more difficult for businesses in our communities all across the nation. California is a prime example, but to some extent, I believe this is happening in all 50 states. Toyota just moved out of California. They moved a plant out of California, mm-hmm. taking about 3,000 high-paying, high-skilled jobs
Texas,
with
right?
them to Texas. Because basically the tax and labor costs in California are too onerous to run a business there and make a doggone dime.
And Texas gave them some real nice incentives.
Well, Texas is a much more business-friendly state.
Sure.
That's why they've got a booming
That's
economy
what it takes.
And have created most of the jobs that this economy has created since Barack Obama's been president. And thanks to, in no small part, to Rick Perry.
Who also went to New York and courted corporations away from there.
Right.
Our own Rick Scott has done it
right.
very successfully.
So, you know, in a multitude of ways, we are looking at, you know, trying to make the business community more, let's just say, opportunist, more of an opportunity for you to succeed in the business community in spite of what's going on out there today. Having said that, I want to welcome into the studio today with us Rick Jekyll. Rick is the former chairman. He also founded the prison outreach program of this organization. He's now the vice chair of the Speakers Bureau of a great organization simply called SCORE. So, Rick, thank you for being in our studio today.
Well, thanks, guys. I'm happy to be here. And
is it Rick or Rich?
It's Rich.
Okay.
And
I'm sorry. Rich.
It's actually Jekyll. So you can call me Dr. Jekyll if you want. Mrs. Hyde is at home. I keep her chained
no
up.
No relation to actor Richard Jekyll, is it?
I wish I was.
Oh,
no.
Okay. No. He was a great actor.
Yeah, he was.
All right.
But
I'm sorry.
I was going to.
Mangling your name there.
No, that's okay. I was going to rent my voiceover announcer's voice to be here, like you suggested, but it was too late.
Sounds good to us.
First of all, you know, I set this up because, you know, the business climate in the country and in the Central Florida area. What exactly is SCORE? Please tell our audience.
Very good. SCORE, let me see a raise of hands out there of how many people know what SCORE is. Not many.
Mm-mm.
No. So it's a very well-kept secret. We are a voluntary organization that was started 50 years ago.
It's a 50-year celebration.
This year, and that's hence our 50th anniversary. But we were essentially retired business executives who wanted to give back to the community in forms of helping small businesses get started. Now, there are
Not just get started, but put them on the road to success.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yes. So there are approximately 386 offices throughout the U.S. that are accessible in many of the major cities. We have about 10,000 counselors. Here in Florida, in Orlando, we're very fortunate to have about 60 counselors here that service the Central Florida area. Now, last year we serviced well over 4,000 small businesses in the area that we nurtured from startup phase all the way to hand-holding phase all the way to growth phase.
All right. Well, let me hold you right there for a second because we have to go to a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about SCORE and what they do and how you can take advantage of this great organization. So please don't go away.
This is Patricia Summerlin. When I'm in Central Florida, I like to snuggle with three sexy humps. Christopher Hart, Nostradamus, and Lair Adams. Ooh, the American adversaries, these guys, stimulate my brain.
Wow, we're going to have to do something to figure out what order she's going to, you know, snuggle with us because she's coming to town here in June. All right, welcome to the show, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries. It is drive time. We are on AM 660, The Answer, and we are coming to you live. 407-774-8255 is the number. We've got Rich Jakel in the studio with us, and he's talking about an organization that he was former chairman of. He's presently the vice chair of the Speakers Bureau, and I want to ask him a question or two about this in a minute, but he founded the prison outreach program for an organization called SCORE. Now, what does SCORE exactly stand for? How did you come up with that name?
Well, originally, back in the 60s, in 64, it was an acronym, which meant Service Corps of Retired Executives.
Okay.
Nowadays, most of us are not retired. I mean, only 50% or 40% are actually retired, and the rest of the counselors still have acting jobs. So we had to take away the original founding name of it and change it to be Counselors to America's Small Business.
Yeah, now, Rich, are you involved with the SBA?
Only from a funding. The government gives the SBA funding for us, and mm-hmm. the SBA passes it on. We are the counseling arm for the SBA, though we don't report to the SBA.
Gotcha.
We are an independent group. I mean, we're a nonprofit group and a voluntary group, and our influence with the SBA is they send their potential loan customers to us to have their business plans evaluated.
Because they want to get that loan paid back, so they want to make sure the person has the best opportunity to succeed.
Exactly right. And we help them make business plans and that kind of stuff. And then our interaction with the SBA stops.
Now, can somebody come to you if they already have an established business for advice?
We do it all the time. It's called our GAP program, and it's Growth Accelerator Program. So we have, let's say, companies, and we currently have about 8 of these types of companies that are in a growth mode.
Mm-hmm.
So they've already hit the survival plateau, if you will. The first 2 years are the survival period.
Yeah.
And if they make it by that, you know, they start growing.
Yes.
Well, a lot of these businesses, once they make it by that, say, wait a minute, we've grown to the point where I can't handle it. It's gotten too big, too many people. What am I going to do? And so we will advise them, here, you need to add staff in this area, or you need more marketing in this area, or you need better discipline in your back office and where you're spending your money. Those are all typical
So you're kind
problems.
Of like the Chef Ramsay of the you know, working world, the business world out there.
Yeah.
Come in and tell them what they're doing wrong and get them to cry for you.
Yeah. Is there any charge to the people that come to you for this advice?
Absolutely not.
Okay. No. And, folks, you can find out more about SCORE at scoreorlando.org. It's simple as that. And you spell Orlando out, scoreorlando.org. You can also write this phone number down, 407-420-4844. 407-420-4844. I know most of you people in the audience have at least entertained the idea of having a business of your own. Many of you do, I know, have businesses of your own. And no matter how, you know, big or large you are at this point in time, you could always stand a little advice on, you know, that next hump, you know, that next bump in the road. And as a special event, you have a special event coming up Tuesday that people can still sign up for and come out to.
That's right. As I mentioned earlier, it's our 50th anniversary of SCORE. Here in Orlando, we're pretty lucky to be the home of one of the top cities for small business. I don't know if you guys knew that, but Orlando is one of the top cities for starting new businesses. And so, therefore,
how many restaurant chains started here.
Yeah, well, that's true. But restaurants have the biggest percent of failure as well.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, but as far as Central Florida goes, it's very fertile for small business entrepreneurs mm-hmm. to start here.
And now you've got a business expo that's going to be Tuesday. That's this Tuesday coming up, May the 13th. But it's not too late, folks, to get involved. Although you've had an overwhelming response to this.
Yeah, we expected to be lucky at 100 or so because it involves VIPs and NFL players coming in to support us and the Predators coming in to support us. But all these entrepreneurs, and it's free, by the way. You just show up at the National Entrepreneur Center, and we have probably close to 300 current interested people that are already signed up to come.
Yeah, you could do a little networking while you're there. Now, the National Entrepreneur Center is at the Orlando Fashion Square Mall, the old Orlando Fashion Square over there on East Colonial Drive at McGuire. Right behind there is the National Entrepreneur Center. Is it actually in the mall or in the Executive Center behind the mall there?
Well, if you actually go to the parking garage, it's right across from the parking garage between Penny's and some other, I forgot which
okay.
one.
All right.
But it's painted green vines on the outside for growth.
Okay. All right.
So you can recognize it by that green accent and the growing vines out there.
Yeah. And you don't have to register. You can just show up that day. Now, the expo opens at 1 o'clock. All right, and so from 1 to 1:30, they're going to have the opening, open the doors, people come in, and then they go right to, they'll have some speed counseling, I guess, where you're going to meet with each individual and sort of do a little quick evaluation. Is that the idea
well,
there?
Well, let me throw up a warning here. Speed counseling simply is you spend 15 minutes with a potential client to determine quickly, you know, do they need to come back and see us for a full-blown counseling session, which is an hour or two? Now, the response has been so overwhelming that we can handle about 40 clients, but we already have 130 registered.
Okay.
You can see there's going to be an overflow
sure.
there.
All right. But there's also going to be a panel discussion, funding for success, discussion social marketing, which is really big these days. And as we've had a guest on our show, Pat Desert says social marketing may be the most important factor to many businesses, if not all businesses, ultimate success or failure. You've got a Pitch Fest contest, a keynote address and Pitch Fest awards, and then a cocktail and network hour. hour, which starts at 6. So it's a full day starting at 1 o'clock. And can people come if, say, for instance, they can't make it by 1? Can they show up later for some of the other panel discussion?
Absolutely.
So it's come when you can, folks. And if you're a small business person out there, or a medium-sized or big business person, this may be just the thing that you've been looking for. And you may not even know it. This is an opportunity that you may want to take advantage of. It will be this Tuesday at the National Entrepreneur Center, the place with the green vines that depict growth on it, at the Orlando Fashion Square Mall back there by Penny's. And it's free. That's the best part about it. And you'll get to know something about a great organization called SCORE. Prison outreach. Does your group go into prisons and try to help people to sort of plan what they're going to do when they get out? Is that the idea?
Well, originally it started out with myself and another person saying, you know, there's a need for these guys once they walk out of the prison door. Because they leave them out on the sidewalk at a bus stop, and chances are they get right back in.
$50 or whatever,
Revolving door.
Yeah. And so we decided, well, you know, why don't we start a program where we go in and teach these guys how to start a small business once they're getting out.
Sure.
So within 90 days of getting out, we would go in and teach these guys, how do I start a lawnmower business? How do I start a fix-it? Painting, you know, pressure washing, auto detail.
Yeah, craftsmen.
It's just simple stuff, and they just didn't have the confidence to do it.
Well, that's a great thing that you do. It's a great organization. Folks, if you would like to contribute to them, go to scoreorlando.org or give them a call at 407-420-4844. And certainly, if you can, come out Tuesday to the Orlando Fashion Square Mall for the expo. I'll be there, and so I hope to have a chance to meet you there. Rich, I want to thank you for being with us today.
Oh, I want to thank you guys for allowing us this time to
We'll have to have you back again in the future. Yeah, to talk about this more. It's a great organization. People need to know that it's out there and available.
I agree. Thank you, guys.
Here is tonight's American Adversary SoundbiteRx.com News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's SoundbiteRx.com News Minute is being brought to you by Lake Mary Jewelers. For that special gift, for that special someone, go to Lake Mary Jewelers at the intersection of Lake Mary Boulevard and Lake Emma Road. Call them today, 407-878-6230.
Hi, this is Christopher Hart for SoundbiteRx.com. Don't forget, folks, take the cure for the sound bite at SoundbiteRx.com. Let me just give you the rundown of what's brand new today at SoundbiteRx.com. You know, it's bad for the White House when even the Washington Post begins to turn on you. Now, even they are beginning to notice that something stinks with the Benghazi tragedy. Putin, he's at it again. He's declaring that anyone saying the Holocaust didn't happen will be put in jail. Now, this is something we talked about with our friend Abe Katzman from Jerusalem, which he does not condone. It doesn't do anything to help Israel, even though that may be what Putin is up to, trying to, you know, go in the back door while Obama's had the front door slammed in his face concerning the peace talks. Also, the big land grab by the federal government, it's not just happening in Nevada. There are several other states where it's going on, too. You can find that at SoundbiteRx.com. Obamacare numbers, more doubt, proof that Americans will not have health insurance as they were promised. The Supreme Court will not hear a case on gun control. So this has to do with states' rights, and in this case, they allowed the state to clamp down on guns' rights. Finally, Congress has gotten some collective courage because even now, Democrats in both the House and the Senate are coming out for the Keystone Pipeline. And this was brand new that came in late today. It's an article about how the Obama administration has undermined the policy with Israel, and they are trying to put the pressure on Israel so that Israel will basically bow down and do anything that the White House wants them to do in order to make peace with the Palestinians. Not going to happen, but nonetheless, they are carrying out a war of, how should I say, publicity in the media against Israel, and you can only plan for that, unfortunately, to ratchet up while this president is in office. Don't forget, folks, it's good medicine. SoundbiteRx.com. We'll be right back.
The American Adversary.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries in Drive Time on AM 660, The Answer. And we are coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. And we had anticipated having a guest celebrity on about for the golf tournament at the Legends Golf Club golf course at the Orange Lake Resort in Kissimmee. And as soon as we get them on the phone, and anticipating we will get them on the phone, we'll bring them to you. The course, as I told you earlier in the show, the event actually kicks off tonight with a Texas Hold'em poker tournament starting a little after 7. Nostra Dennis and I are going to participate in that. And then they're also going to have a 9-hole par 3 challenge tonight under the lights, which ought to be a lot of fun for you golfers out there. And then, of course, the big tournament tomorrow kicks off at 8 a.m. in the morning, and Larry's going to be one of the masters of ceremonies for that. So it ought to be a lot of fun. You can still come out and join us for it. It's being sponsored by Three Dogs Printing of Claremont and Sarasota, the Lake Apopka Natural Gas District, and the South Lake Hospital. Gary Tolley's the man to call, 321-663-3709. It's going to be a lot of fun. As I said, Nostra Dennis and I are going to be there. And Nostra Dennis, you know, he's pretty good at that poker stuff. So we'll see how far he goes in the tournament. All right. Let's get back to the show. The Score Fest, folks, if you are a business person out there or contemplating starting a business, this is the place to go. You know, these are the people who know how to succeed. They know what it takes to succeed, and they can take a look at your operation and help you out. So once again, the Business Fest is going to be Tuesday. That's May 13th at the National Entrepreneur Center at the Orlando Fashion Square Mall. It's the green building, or the building with the green vines painted on it by the pennies over there. And if you want to find out, and that's free, and all you have to do is show up. It starts at 1. It's going to end at 7. Show up anytime that it's going on and be a part of it. And but if you want to find out more about SCORE itself, you can go to scoreorlando.org. All right. Let me get back to the show. Tonight, the House is going to actually vote on the composition of the select committee. It looks like it's pretty much a done deal. It's going to be 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats. The Democrats are a bit perplexed as to whether or not they should participate in this or not. I anticipate that they will eventually come up with 5 people to participate in it. It will be interesting to see who those 5 people will be. And it's mainly because they're going to want to be able to sit there during the committee hearings and hopefully rehabilitate the testimony that the Republicans are going to elicit from the witnesses. And they won't be able to do that if they don't participate in the thing. And of course, it's not going to stop them, whether they participate in it or not, from calling it a witch hunt and a politically motivated, electioneer, grandstanding type thing. Certainly, there will be that element of it. There's no question about that. But hopefully they will get down to the truth. I have to admit, I'm not confident. I'm not confident in the ability of the Republicans to run a good committee. Trey Gowdy is a dogged prosecutor. But politics is different from a courtroom. In a courtroom, you have a certain decorum, and the judge makes sure that that decorum is held to. There is no such thing in politics. Pretty much anything goes. We all know that. We talk about it here on the show. That's why we liken politics to professional wrestling. If you think there are any quote unquote rules per se, then you're fooling yourself. That's part of the whole game, is that there are no rules. The Republicans had better be prepared that the Democrats are going to make this a huge political issue. in the upcoming campaign, and they had better be prepared to have something to show for their efforts or some way to counter the attacks, because they're already coming, and they're only going to get stronger and more focused as time goes by. All right.
Now the big controversy is, that the Republicans are using the problem and this investigation into Benghazi in order to campaign on.
And not only
get contributions.
Exactly.
And I'm thinking, okay.
Yep.
All right, so you have a problem with the other side and you use that?
Well, see, the problem is that the Democrats play that card well. The Republicans have not, to my knowledge, yet come up with a good counter for it. Oh, yeah, I was watching a little MSNBC this afternoon, and, they were all over it. Yes, the Democrats are up in arms because the Republicans are already using this to fundraise. And then, of course, one of their guys did have at least enough integrity to stand up and say, well, yeah, and of course, the Democrats are probably going to do the same thing, too. And this is what I was cautioning about Sunday night when I was talking about this. Be careful of what you wish for with this select committee. Because the Republicans were basically riding on a wave, of White House and Obama unpopularity, Obamacare unpopularity, and now they're basically opening a can of worms. And you don't know what's going to come out of that there can of worms. And when it comes to playing the political shenanigans, the Democrats play that game better than the Republicans. I would have much preferred to see the select committee either have even been appointed last year when it should have been appointed, or wait until after the election this time. And then I think it would have more impact on Hillary running or not. All right, because now we're going to have this drawn-out affair, and basically Hillary is going to be either inoculated or maybe she'll be sunk by it. But I would prefer to have her have been sunk by it closer to the election in 2016, leaving the Democrats high and dry, than have her sunk by it this summer. That's my preference.
Well, but then they would have said that is obviously for political gain.
Well, that's what they're going to say anyway. All right. It would have been better for the Republicans to have them saying that in an off election year rather than in an on election year, especially an on election year where the Democratic base is so dejected and demoralized right now. All we need to do is to give them something to jazz them all up. And I think that that's what the Democrats, I know that's what the Democrats are going to try to do with this. They would be stupid not to in the political arena. And they are going to try hard, and they usually play that game, as I say, much better than the Republicans. All right, I want to go to talk about celebrities. Our man Nostradamus, who's on the line, and then Eva, we'll go to your call too. Nostradamus.
Nostradamus, future Texas Hold'em poker champion here. How are you?
You better be careful with that stuff now.
By the way, Chris, I do need to give you one word of advice before we head over there tonight.
What's that?
I think you need a big pair of dark glasses so that
I already told him.
Other players will either not be able to see your eyes get real big when you get a good hand, and they won't be able to see your eyes get real big when you realize you have no hand.
Do they have glasses big enough to cover his veins popping out?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
They'll understand then. Oh, he's got a good hand.
I thought I'd just wear my NRA hat and pull it down real low over my eyes so everybody sees that NRA, you know.
That'll work, too.
Nostradamus, as I said Sunday night, my fear is that the Democrats are not interested in finding out what happened at Benghazi. Let's just get that out of the way right here and now. So what they are going to look at, this whole Benghazi Select Committee, eventually they're going to begin to see this as an opportunity for political gain. While they accuse the Republicans of just that.
Well, sure, it's political gamesmanship. But I do like to take the Trey Gowdy hat upon being nominated as the leader of this Select Committee. He said, the public can do what they want with the facts, and they can sort them all out and decide what's important and what's not, but it's up to us to make sure that the public has the facts. They are entitled to that.
Well, you see, that's where I see they can actually use this. If the Democrats say, well, we're just not going to give you that information, if they keep redacting information, that's a perfect way to go to your constituents and say, hey, contribute to us. We're the ones trying to stop this. We're the ones trying to get the truth out. And the Democrats are blocking it. The only way they're blocking it right now, Dennis, is by saying, oh, we don't have to give you that, or we gave you all that you need.
Yeah, well, as I said...
And it isn't working for him.
As I said the other night, though, in politics, as in love, as in comedy,
timing
is everything. And they've waited this long, and they've dilly-dallied this long. And it was just a couple of months ago, John Boehner said, no, we don't need a select committee. Why couldn't they have just simply waited until November 10th? All right, until the election was over, because I guarantee you there's not going to be much found out between now and then anyway. But we shall see. You know, I've been wrong in the past. Perhaps I'm wrong this time. Let's go to Eva real quick, and then we'll take the break and come back with Nostradamus. Eva, thank you for calling tonight.
Yes, I want to thank you all for the book. I received it.
Oh, great.
And I want to tell you what the word is. Remember MacArthur?
McCarthy?
General McCarthy?
Yeah.
General MacArthur or Senator McCarthy?
Senator McCarthy.
Senator McCarthy.
As
okay.
In McCarthyism, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that's the key word. Listen for that because they've already started it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Eva. You're absolutely right. I mean.
And I want to tell you something. Yeah. I love McCarthy. If McCarthy had taken Eisenhower's place, because they were both good generals.
Now you're talking about MacArthur.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get them mixed up. I was a kid when he was around.
Yeah, that's right.
I was in the second grade, and they let us watch the hearings.
Yeah.
And I know enough to be dangerous because I remember the name, but knowing knowledge, I don't really know the knowledge. But I did hear something today. They had already started pouring the name around.
Nobody knows what it means.
Well, they'll know before it's over, though.
Yeah.
All right.
But again, thanks for the book, and you all have a nice afternoon.
Great. Thanks, Eva.
Thank you, and thank you for listening.
Enjoy the book.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take the break now. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation.
And he's going to take that hoe and he's going to dig up his yard. Jim Duggan. All right, folks, it's Roxy time. Welcome back to the American Adversaries. Larry Adams here with Christopher Hart. Nostradamus has popped his little head in here with his skull and crossbones cap.
Hi there.
I was scared. Anyway, Roxy Pacifics, you've heard me talk about it before. Write this number down. I'll tell you how good it is. 619-654-4829. Now, one lady has actually emailed in. She used it for a cancer, or was using it for a cancer sore in her nose, and her friend had a reminder, use it on a bee sting. It worked great. It pulls down that swelling and the itch. It's for any skin issues. Another gal uses it for acne, and she suffered a kitchen burn. Her husband told her, get the Pacifics. So just keep using it on anything on your skin. You can spray it on any part of your body, in your mouth, in your eyes. It will not hurt. 619-654-4829, Roxy Pacifics.
And you can find them at RoxyPacifics.net, and it really is great stuff.
Or find them on our site.
That's right. That's right, at AmericanAdversariesRadio.com, which is getting ready to go through an
overhaul. Does it work on bad hands? Because tonight at the poker table, if I get a bad hand, I want to be able to...
Yeah? The only problem with it might or clean the markings that you do on the cards off.
No. We wouldn't do anything like that. Okay, before we get back to some subject matter, you saw... Actually, this is subject matter. You saw a great movie the other night.
Yeah, we did. On Tuesday night it was, right? Yeah, it's Thursday. Tuesday night.
Yeah, you and Carl.
Carl Jackson and I and my wife and Carl's daughter, Taylor, his lovely daughter, all went to see the movie Irreplaceable. If you've never heard of it, that's because it was a one-day, one-showing-only event by the makers of Focus of the Family. What they did was they sent their executive director from New Zealand, a guy named Tim Sisarich, out around the world. He went to London. He went to the United States. He visited a number of different countries to try to answer the question, what's wrong with the family today? And they came up with a whole bunch of real, real good takes on the issues of sex, on the issues of marriage, on the issues of fidelity, on the issues of birth.
So this is a documentary film?
Yeah, it's a documentary.
Anything in a nutshell that you can give us, you know?
Basically, it answered it. It came up with what I thought it would have going in. Fathers are important.
Yes.
To families.
Sort of irreplaceable.
Yeah, irreplaceable. Families are important to any nation.
Sort of irreplaceable.
They're irreplaceable, yeah. In fact, there was one guy there who was an executive in charge of the NFL. Didn't have to do with an NFL title, but he worked a lot with sports, with athletes in all sports. And he said there were filmed this shot in the middle of a stadium. And they said, I see these guys, these athletes, they come out here, they're 6'7", 280 pounds. And they say, I run out onto the field and I look up in the stands and see 80,000 people all cheering. And I just want one of those faces to be my dad, because I never knew my dad.
Wow.
It's really powerful stuff.
Now, this was a one-night-only affair, but because it was so successful, mm-hmm. they're going to do it again.
Yeah. In fact, on Sunday night, we're going to have Paul Batura. He is the media representative for Focus on the Family.
On our show.
He's going to be on our show a little bit after 6 o'clock on Sunday night to talk about the original night and to talk about the repeat, because they're coming out with an encore performance a week from tonight at most of those same theaters. He said some markets didn't do so well, so they're probably not going to repeat it. Markets like here in Orlando, they're probably going to repeat in all 6 theaters that showed it last time. We were at the Altamont 18, Carl and I, and we got there a few minutes before the show started. There were about 10 seats left by the time the curtain went up.
It was a full house.
In a 325-seat theater. So it was pretty well represented.
All right. So, folks, you may want to take advantage of that next Thursday night. And you'll definitely want to take advantage of our show Sunday night when we speak with you said it was the producer of the?
No, he's the media representative. The press guy. Okay.
And they really had very little advertising for this film, too, Dennis.
You had to have either heard about it on stations like ours, and like WTLN, or just happened to have listened to Focus on the Family. They'll mention it a little bit in their broadcasts on our sister station, WTLN. Without knowing that, I'm sure 90% of America didn't know about this movie, but the 10% that knew, a lot of them came out.
You know, we just have a couple of minutes left here, so I just want to point out there's another fella in history who thought that the family was extremely important to society in general. You know who that was?
Who?
Take a guess.
Jesus?
Well, of course.
Well,
Ronald Reagan.
Karl Marx.
Oh, okay.
Karl Marx thought that the family was extremely important to because it was your first experience with dealing with other people and dealing with a structure in society. And so he was actually very much a proponent of what we would call the nuclear family.
Wow.
Rather than taking a village to raise a child?
Well, that came later. But if you didn't have a good family unit, in his mind, it was hard for you then to grasp communism at a larger scale. To him, the family unit is a communal unit, right?
Exactly.
And if you have a strong family unit, then you can then extrapolate that into a society built on that. And if you do not have that strong family unit, it will be much harder in Karl Marx's mind to have communism.
As they said in the movie, if you have a strong family unit, you really don't need help from the government at all. But if you have a strong government ruling your family, you don't need a family at all.
And that's what we've been talking about around here a lot here lately, you know, in regards to some, you know, comments that were made by others out there. But basically, the bigger the government gets, the smaller the numbers of families get. And it's a direct correlation. And I don't think that's what Karl Marx anticipated, but I don't think he anticipated gay marriage either.
Yeah, and I don't think that whole abortion thing does real well for families either.
How about this? We know.
In the old Soviet Union, you didn't do that sort of thing, buddy.
We know that over 50 million American babies have been aborted since Roe v. Wade was first passed. Did you know that in China, 150 million Chinese babies have been aborted? The vast majority of them women, because they are female.
And they have a huge problem of having a big imbalance in their society. Yeah. They're going to have a huge problem going forward.
It's going to get worse.
In maintaining growth. They are going to go into negative growth maybe even quicker than we do.
Well, and aging that population.
Exactly. And that will be devastating for their economy and their society.
Well, we're heading that way, too.
Because we're doing the same stupid thing.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh, that wonderful population bomb book.
It doesn't matter what race you are when you do something stupid.
Stupid is as stupid does.
And it doesn't matter what race you are when you do something right, which is what we try to do around here every day.
American adversaries are going to call it, for this Thursday night. We'll be back tomorrow night after playing some rounds of golf. I'll be talking to golfers. I won't be swinging.
Poker.
Yeah, both these guys are going to wear their sunglasses. The ones that have the little eyeballs on them, right?
The other side.
These guys bluff all the time. Anyway, it will be easy. We will see everyone tomorrow night, 5 o'clock. Thanks a lot.
Night, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
We may be walking on sunshine down here in Orlando, but folks from around the country think it must be paradise. Really? Try getting stuck in traffic in August when you run out of Freon in the car. Quick way to become a human burrito. Or try trying to get home when the next hurricane runs across Central Florida. Oh, with the love bugs. Twice a year, we're invaded by something out of Alfred Hitchcock. But it's okay. We take it all in because we came here for the long haul, and we're not getting out now. One thing that helps me is this radio station. They help me make it through. AM 660, The Answer.
WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.
Where your opinion counts.
Service of Salem Communications.
News Talk 660, WORL.
AM 660, The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. A service of Salem Communications. Intelligent, conservative. AM 660.